That's right. Rentfree1310@gmail.com is the address. If you want to add to the conversation, if there's something that's been swimming in your brain for days, weeks, months, or years, rentfree1310@gmail.com. And let's start with good P1, Adrian. Adrian emailed in and he says, I cannot believe it's been 20 years since these commercials came out, but I still say V just dropped it like it's hot. It's a quote at the 22nd mark. Of course, these are the Volkswagen Unpimp Your Ride commercials.
Yeah.
And got a couple of examples. Go ahead and play the first one there, Ham.
Listen up. V-Dub in the house. Jason, this is your 98 whatchamacallit.
You got an F.
You know what we're going to do now?
No.
Unpimp your auto. V just dropped it like it's hot. V-Dub representing Deutschland.
And of course, a hand signal.
those happened during World Cup time in 06 when it was in Germany.
Yeah.
So V-Dub was a big sponsor of the German World Cup. And yeah, those are very memeable commercials too, because that guy that is, you know, unpimping mm-hmm. your ride, he's the Oh Snap meme. Is out there. In fact, I pulled the commercial where that actually happens. Go ahead and play the second one, Ham.
V-Dub here in full effect with Trey and his ride.
It looks like it could fly.
What time is it?
I don't know.
Time to unpimp the auto. Oh, snap. German engineering in the house, yeah.
The GTI Mark V, pre-tuned by German engineers.
And gosh, I can't believe that was 20 years
ago. I know. And being married to somebody who used to drive a GTI, those are great little cars.
Yeah,
yeah, that had a lot of pickup, and it was turbocharged. I really miss her.
It was unpimped.
Yeah, it was very unpimped, although it did have, like, tartan, like, plaid seats, which was a pretty cool feature, but yeah. VW, that's 20 years old.
Bring that back. It's a good ad campaign.
Absolutely. All right, let's go to, this is from P1 Derek, and maybe you guys can help me out here on some context. He says, hello, Sweet Spot. P1, year one, Derek and Austin wondering where the drop of what sounds like a woman struggling, saying, get away from me, originated. It's running constantly through my head and has now replaced hot dogs. Thanks, Derek. And I could be wrong, but I believe this is from Super Bowl Radio Row close to 20 years ago, maybe at the height of Gordo and Nasty Nestor's famous feud. Nasty Nestor, okay. A Baltimore radio host, hated everything about Gordo and I guess the ticket, because I guess he caught wind that we were bagging on him. And he tried to attack Gordo one time. And do we have... Ham, what kind of audio do we have of context of this back there?
So I have the clip where Nasty Nestor finally attacks him.
Uh-huh.
But like you said, I mean, Gordon had been trying to get that guy to talk to him for years. One time, remember he ran up and just kept yelling the F word into Gordon's mic?
Oh, yeah.
He did that. One time they sent Norm over there to try to talk to him and he wouldn't do it. They sent Grego.
There is no peace with this man.
Like, they would just constantly try. I think eventually the NFL stepped in and was like, y'all are going to have to not talk to each other at all. But in this clip, yeah, you'll hear Gordon trying to get him to say anything, and Nestor is just not talking, and then he finally starts choking Gordon.
He's just staring at me. He's not really saying anything. We're just trying to make a little peace. Is there peace to be had? You can't still be mad. That was like 10 years ago. It was like 10 years.
Oh, my God.
Wait, what are you doing? Oh. What are you doing? You can't grab someone around the throat. We came over just to say, to make peace.
Get out.
Out of here.
Oh, my God. He's assaulting Gordo.
That's an assault.
That's a physical assault.
Get out.
Get out. So is that his, like, producer, or was that an NFL person?
It was an NFL staffer, I think.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Get out.
Gordo's, he's just trying to make peace.
Yeah. It's a Nasty Nestor. Bad dude, apparently.
Red card to Nasty Nestor.
Well, I'm just glad
Is he retired or dead?
I'm glad we're still doing what we're doing. I can't tell you what he's doing.
It's a good dead or alive. We'll see what nastiness.
I'm sure he's still alive.
They still see him there, don't they?
Man, I don't.
The last few years we've gone, we haven't seen him. Okay. Even heard about Nestor being around. So, oh well.
R.I.P.
Looks like we won that battle.
I Googled him, and all I can find is Nestor Cortez, who's still alive.
Yeah, he's still pitching. Yeah.
All right. Baseball.
Let's go to P1 Allen. He says, how you boys doing?
Hey, Killer.
In Killer voice. He goes, with all the Brendan Sorsby talk recently, I can't not hear Sorensen whenever someone says Sorsby, and I have to say to myself, Captain Sorensen here, in Captain Sorensen voice. I think he sold sandwiches. Love you, Alan. Yes, he was, I guess, the voice of Firehouse Subs when we had an ad campaign. And I believe we have a drop, don't we?
Captain Sorensen here.
That's right.
Kind of sounds like Larry the Cable Guy.
A little bit. And, hey, they make fine sandwiches.
Oh, yeah.
And the thing that I think most about is when we had a hardline intern. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you were around for this.
Yeah.
But apparently there were some Firehouse Subs. And he ate one of the sandwiches, but Corby wanted to prank him to make him think that he ate one of their sandwiches and shouldn't have because Captain Sorensen himself
built the sandwich. I think there were sandwiches for Captain Sorensen.
Yeah.
And it was
Captain Sorensen here.
It was one of the Corby pranks where he told the intern that you'll never work in this city.
Yeah, he's just being a total Rick with a P to this young
little,
kid.
This little 19-year-old kid. I didn't know anything about the subs.
Awesome. Awesome. All right, let's move on to P1 Roy. And Roy gives us a movie submission. He goes, just about every day when it's that time to eat dinner with the wife or with the family, the scene from the movie The Change-Up pops up in my head when Jason Bateman is requested by his wife in the movie to sing the dinner song. It's hilarious, and I crack up every single time while my family looks at me like I've lost my marbles. I don't care. It's funny to me every single time. Good P1, Roy. And, yeah, I don't know if you've seen The Change-Up, but it's got Ryan Reynolds and Jason Bateman,
yeah.
And it's sort of like a Freaky Friday situation where something magical happens, and they're inside each other's bodies, and they have to live each other's lives.
Okay, it's got a good cast. I've never heard of this.
It's one of those on cable that I'll watch when it's on, and I know exactly what he's talking about because Jason Bateman has no idea about the dinner song and makes up something on the spot.
Kara, honey, your poem, which I did not read, was way, way better than the other girl's poem, which I also did not read. Let's eat.
It's Kara. Not Kara.
It's what?
Are you having a stroke right now or something?
What'd I call her?
What about the dinner song, Daddy?
What about the what? What'd you say?
The dinner song.
What's that?
The dinner song.
Are you joking me?
No, I'm not joking you.
There's a song?
Sing the dinner song, honey.
Of course there's a song.
Just sing the dinner song.
I don't feel like singing it tonight.
No, sing the dinner song.
You sing the dinner song.
Maybe you need to sing the dinner song. Sing the dinner song.
I'm sick of that song.
Sing the dinner song. Sing it.
I got it. I heard you. Dinner song. Dinner song. Beans, potatoes, carrots, and broccoli, buns, and salad, and potatoes, and chicken needs a licking. Dinner song.
That's so not the dinner song.
Well, I'm going to tell you what. You're going to go ahead and write me a dinner poem, and I'll belt that out after I choke this down. So.
Okay. Daddy needs a timeout.
Great idea. Dinner song.
He just keeps going.
And his wife is Leslie Mann.
Yeah.
She's awesome in just about everything she
does. I might have to check this out.
Nobody
if it's on
plays
cable sometime.
A perturbed wife quite like her. Dinner song. Okay.
Dinner song.
Finally, Armin, this is from good P1 Daniel Stone. He is a. Emailed this in before, and this is from a 2025 rent-free, but he had a recurrence during the NBA Finals. He goes, fellas, the Musers talking about the Finals and the game last night where, of course, the Knicks overcame a 29-point deficit. He said, it's absolutely killing me. Over and over in my dumb brain, he keeps saying Kim Kardashian when they talk about the greatest comebacks of all time. And, of course, we have the audio of this. This is an outtake from Parks and Rec, and it's a pretty good ender for Rent Free today.
Everyone loves a good comeback story, right? Seabiscuit, the Mighty Ducks,
Robert Downey Jr.,
who Rocky, else?
Yes.
Kim Kardashian.
Kim, well.
In the video, she gets on her back, I think.
Only gonna make the rap party.
Somebody in the background has a Sean laugh in that.
Maybe Nick Offerman. He was one of the dudes laughing. The guy that plays Jerry.
Yeah, it's a very Sean.
The guy that plays Jerry was losing it. So, yes. And, of course, then he also added, like, a few nights ago, or I guess last week when the Rangers were taking on Seth Lugo, he goes, wow, I didn't even think about Nimmo to Lugo comebacker in this context until just now.
Okay.
And luckily Seth Lugo isn't dead. Because he got hit with a line drive at 107 off the bat.
And the funniest thing Chris Pratt has ever said. The only funny thing Chris Pratt has ever said.
You hate back. Him. You really hate him.
Bond, I'm telling you, there's going to be a time. He just seems a little shady. Something's going to happen. He's Bond's list.
That's so vague. Like, what do you mean, what's going
to
happen?
He just seems very unnatural. Like, he's trying to be...
Unnatural?
He's trying to be likable, and I feel like he's hiding something.
Okay.
I mean, he's already had multiple things come out to show that he's not a great guy.
Oh, really? What are they?
I mean, just like not seeing his kids, and he has weird
not
religious
seeing
past.
His kids?
The like, weirdest one you had when we started this conversation was when you said he tried to be like Jim. And he's not like Jim.
He's
at
trying
all.
To be likable like Jim. Like,
not
oh,
even
hey,
close.
I'm just an everyday
it's completely
guy.
Completely different in Parks and Rec.
I'm kind of just, well, whatever, just like me. Like, that's. He's trying to be like a Jim Halpert. And what Justin said, not seeing his kids.
This is your worst HSO ever.
No. It's,
oh, no.
Look, I came up with this.
Not even close.
Well, no, I've got worse than this.
Sean's list.
But yeah, I said this years ago, and I guess he's already, he's got some baggage on him already.
Oh, well, sounds like we have a fight night main event if we can string that together.
Me versus Chris Pratt. I'll take him down.
I think that'd be a lot of fun at the Bomb Factory.